Thank you. Advent greetings to all of you tonight. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And I want to thank all of you for coming here tonight on this cool December evening to make this place warm with your faces and your smiles, Christian fellowship, and worship together. I also want to pause and thank several of you for the work that you have put in, and some of those I'm thanking are not even able to hear me now. They're in the back scurrying about preparing coffee and sweet Moravian buns, but Kathy Hines has certainly gone an extra mile plus two or three to put this together and to make all of the logistics happen. We're thankful, of course, for our music minister, Laura, and all the work that she's done preparing for tonight. For the choir, and there is many guests in the choir, along with many guest musicians filling the air with their special music, and we thank all of you coming as well as those guests who are with us here tonight. I also want to just point a finger at Mark and say, Mark, good to have you with us tonight. Reverend Mark Mofield and his family have made the trip, and good for you for getting the night off to be with us. So. Tonight, as we celebrate, it is a love feast. It's not communion, but as we listen to the sweet music, as we share in the sweet buns and the sweet coffee, we are reminded together of that sweet spirit that binds all brothers and sisters together in that sweet fellowship in Christ. The love feast is about that. It's an agape celebration, a time to, as you eat and drink, as you listen to the music, to perhaps pause in prayer for those people you love, whether they be here with you tonight, beside you in the pew, whether they be a stranger near you tonight, or perhaps those that you love and care for who are far away, maybe even in distant lands. Lift up a word of thanksgiving, a prayer for peace and hope and Christian love as we continue to worship.
Our opening scripture comes from Isaiah 9, 2 through 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoiced at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatest of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Would you bow with me for the invocation? Holy One, we wait and hope for your peace. We live in the promise of your love. As the days darken and the nights lengthen, light our way with your promised presence. Prepare us to celebrate your birth and guide us to create your kingdom on earth. In hopeful expectation, we pray. Amen.
Ooh. hopeless until the day you came to break through the night. Oh, hope of the world, Emmanuel, God here with us forever, shine, shine through the dark into our hearts, Jesus, you are. Has been paid, love made a way, healing for all creation, stumbling so far away, hopeless until the day you came to break through the night. Oh, hope of the world, Emmanuel, God here with us forever, shine. Shine through the dark into our hearts, Jesus, you are the hope of the world. You are the one we have waited for, and we thank you, Lord, we thank you. You are the one that our hearts adore, and we praise you, Lord, we praise.
For many of you tonight, this may be your first experience at a Moravian Love Feast. I've been asked to share just a brief word of instruction. In just a moment, the deaners or servers will come forward and first bring baskets full of sweet Moravian buns and pass them around just as you would communion. And then following that, they'll come through with some coffee mugs with just a bit of Moravian coffee. There's a special recipe I've been told. I don't know what exactly is involved in it, but I understand it's a lot of sugar and cream. So enjoy that. You do not wait for any further instructions. Once you have your bun and your coffee, you can enjoy those as you listen to the music. We'll sing a few hymns of praise, and then there'll be several musical selections to give you time to really enjoy yourself. And at this time, we invite you to join in the Moravian table blessing, which is printed in your bulletin, about midway down on the first page. Would you pray this with me? Come, Lord Jesus, our guest to be, and bless these gifts bestowed by Thee. Bless our dear ones everywhere. Keep them in Thy loving care. Amen. Thank you.
the stars are brightly shining, this is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, O hear the angel voices. O night divine, O night when Christ was born. O night divine, O night, O night divine. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Let ever, ever praise we.
Shakes, yeah. I see his love and mercy washing over all our sin. The people sing, the people sing.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. I see a generation rising up to take their place with selfless faith, with selfless faith. I see a near revival stirring as we pray and seek. We're on our knees, we're on our knees. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Heal my heart and make it clean. Open up my eyes to the things unseen. Show me how to love like you have loved me. Oh, break my heart for what breaks yours. Everything I am for your kingdom's cause. As I walk from earth into eternity.
Thank you.
Did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters?
Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new?
This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know
that your baby boy has walked where angels trod?
When you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know?
The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lord.
Did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nations?
Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb?
This sleeping child you're holding is the great
I am.
reading from the prologue of the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of the man, but of God.
And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
As we come now to the lighting of the candles, you are invited to take your unlit candle and dip it into the flame of the one already lit, and then turn and offer your light to the person next to you. And so doing, we reenact this mystery of John's prologue, that the light is the light of Christ, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Would you please stand? Would you receive this blessing? May the true light that came into the world at Bethlehem shine on you this Advent and Christmas season, giving light to your path and joy to your life, life to the full. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.